GOP Rep. Rogers, House Democrats want to see border situation exploited so they can continue to say it is Donald Trump's fault. By Jeff Poor on June 11, 2019. During an interview on Huntsville, Alabama Radio's WVNN on Monday, Representative Mike Rogers, RL, the ranking Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee, voiced his skepticism over his Democratic congressional colleagues wanting to find a solution to the turmoil at the United States-Mexico border. Rogers speculated Democrats want the problem to persist so they could blame President Donald Trump and court the Hispanic vote. Unfortunately, they're using this as a political football, Rogers said on the Jeff Poor Show. Initially earlier this year, they were in denial. There's no crisis. It's manufactured. Trump made this up. Now, the evidence is so overwhelming. The news organizations have been covering it finally. Even the New York Times came out and editorialized yesterday that the Democrats need to stop playing games. This is a crisis, and they need to provide some relief. The Republicans' offer really not as unreasonable. To get the New York Times to acknowledge that is a huge lift. Initially, they were just in denial, saying it is not happening. Now they're saying, well, there's a problem down there. But it's Trump's fault. It is not Trump's fault that we don't have enough Border Patrol agents, that we don't have enough healthcare professionals, that we don't have enough facilities to house these people, that HHS is literally going to run out of money next month. If they don't get a supplemental, they are going to run out. So, they are HHS, Health and Human Services, which takes these people, has already gone into government shutdown mode, he continued. They are just offering the bare essentials right now because they have less than a month's money left. And the Democrats are crying foul that they're doing that. Well, if there is no relief in sight, we've asked, the president has to have $4.5 billion. I introduced the bill for him in the House, they voted it down three times. I think they're wanting to see this situation exploited so they can continue to say it is Donald Trump's fault that these Hispanics, these South Americans or these Central Americans are in these terrible conditions to try and win political points with the Hispanic voting population in this country. That's what I think. The Alabama Republican also warned of bad actors among the some of the large groups moving through Mexico and toward the southern border, including MS-13 gang members. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.